Okay, I've outlined the sugya, and now I'll go through certain things inside to show you. This is a sugya that, on the one hand, doesn't touch on Inyanei Shmira directly, but there's comma important sugyas and shas that I hear. I want to go through that inside. We'll begin with the Ramban. Alma Misveka Mafkin Ramon. What's the kash? It says we have halacha of bari b'shama. And it's a machlokes. Ki had the time along to Rav Nachman, the omer money gerish v'olma en yodea pot. Shum di islon usre m'masnitin. It's in Gemara Kuf Yud Ches and Bava Kam. Subis Yud Bez and Bat. And why don't we say Bori V'Shema Bori? That's the Kash. The Kash on we have a cloud, Motzim Mochaber all over Rai. And in that cloud, Motzim Mochaber all over Rai, there are many aspects too, Motzim Mochaber all over Rai. I go up to you and I say, you owe me 100,000 shekel. And you answer, maybe yes, maybe no. You owe me 100,000 shekel, you don't owe me 100,000 shekel. Says machlokas. One says bori b'shema bori odef. The other says ukam amona cheskes morei. Yeah, what does that say? What goes into that statement? Then in bori b'shema bori odef, yes, bori is more neamon than shema. He's convinced of it. He knows he's coming with a clear time. And the other one, I don't know. I may have borrowed, I don't know. I may have burned down your house. I may not have burned down your house. For whatever reasons, you end up owing money. It says, both agree there's an extra degree of nemonis the person who's convinced. Where did they agree? If that differential between the nemonis of the bori and the nemonis of the shema is sufficient to be multi mormon and mosik. Usually we say to me, Momtim Momen Amosik, what do I need? Shneyerim Kshayrim. Without Shneyerim Kshayrim, I can't be Momtim Momen Amosik. And, but there are all sorts of cases that we have where a person could be Momtim Momen with this, some chazokas, some things. For instance, Halacha Migo. Migo gives me nemonis. So we say Migo lahold silo amrinin. Migo, the nemonis it gives me is not sufficient to be motzi momen amochsek. So there are different types of nemonis. Obviously, if I have shnei, the ultimate raya you can end the heaven on anything is shnei yedim. If I have shnei yedim, you can't be motzi momen amochsek. So the machlok is there in the Gemara. Is differential in amonas between the bari and between the shema sufficient to be motzi momen amochsek, not sufficient to be momen amochsek. That's it. And we pass it's not sufficient to be motzi momen amochsek. And so the Ramban says, so what is our Gemara's kasha? Wait a second. I come in and say, that there's a suffix and all the cases in the Gemara. I gave a picot to two people. to one of two people, to two people, I don't know, 100 or 200, each one asked me for 200. And I say, I only owe 300 sachako, and I end up paying 200 and 200. Why? Because to each one, it's a bari for Shema. And apparently, the bari can be motzi momen amuchzek. That was the Gemara's kasha. Says the Ramban. Okay. Now, Rami Gezel Gezel, to me alone. Wait a second. Now, then he gets into Reb Tarfon. So let's take Reb Tarfon on the simplest way before we see how he extends Reb Tarfon. What's the machlok between Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva? What is Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva is, I stole from somebody. I stole from one of the two of you. I took 1,000 shekel. I was in a crowd. I took 1,000 shekel out of someone's pocket. I didn't pay too much attention whose pocket I took it out of, but there were two people in front of me. I just went ahead, go, boop. I have 1,000 shekel out of my pocket. And then I said, shuva. I tell people, you know, I took 1,000 shekel out of your pocket. But I don't know. So each one comes to me and says, you took 1,000 shekel out of my pocket. So I said, so when Reuven comes, I don't know. Shimon comes, I don't know. So it's a case of Bari Rishama. And Reb Tarfon says, what? The Shema doesn't work. Shema doesn't work. So Reb Tarfon says, now, okay, Rami Gezel, I'll guess him. Can we do the Lahi Diktonia law on Mode Reb Tarfon? Am I action must need and have a limit book? A boy bad, am I Mode? Imagine. That it was Poshitin. Reb Tarfon is going to agree with the hour. Mission. Okay. The Gemara answers, but Balot says he did Shemai perish. Rabahu the Mepharik Me'ikram Rishum the Ovid Usur. Did an Aver. What? The Gemara says that Rome Gezel al Gezel. And the Gemara says Gezel is not. Rome Gezel al Pikot. The Gemara says no. There is no Kasha from between Gezel and Pikot. Gezel is he did an Aver. And we give him a knas, because we give him a very, wait 1 second. Reb Tarfon doesn't agree with that. Reb Tarfon says, even doing an avera, there's no special knas. So when the Gemara, at that stage of the Gemara, and the Gemara stays with it to the end, our Mishnah's version of, our Mishnah is telling us there is a Knas in Gezel. And Reb Tarfon says there's no Knas in Gezel. And I have a deal somewhere that Reb Tarfon is going to agree to our Mishnah. So how do you straighten that out with the fact that Reb Tarfon doesn't give a Knas for Gezel? It's a Gemara's cash. What is the Gemara answer? So he says, Balot says he did Shemayim. Perish, Rabba, who the Mepharik may carry Mishum Dover Yisur, Mishum the Havel Leila Medak, Ala Travai Utsuich, Avil Balot says he did Shemayim, Ilo Tovi Leim Yisveik, Ilo Mafkin Him Amona, Ilo Ovid Yisur. In Ami Pshia, Shari Shanino, Avil Eni Odeya, in Gizal Tich. Wait a second, he says. Be very careful what he's saying here. Because we're going to have to, at the end, see what's the conclusion, what Reb Tarfon held and what Reb Akiva held. If he is not a tove, if there's not a bari, we not even unless of a isura, inami pshia, which the Ramban in the tshuva, very now here, there is a sefer hatumas. Just want to read what the Sefer HaTumah says in a very one portion of the Ramban, in his Chu of the Ramban, when he's explaining everything. Us. Mekam sinale, he says. Pshia, he says. Kach, rab pshia lamavkid. Mishum kna. Lav milsit. Rabba hachikama. He says, maybe, because, he says, in the case of Kricha Achas, he gave one envelope. The verse says, the Mavka is a Poshea. In the case of two envelopes, the Shomer is a Poshea. He should have written on the envelope, who's his which. He says, when Kricha Achas, is it with we give a knas to the mafkid because he was sloppy? Or no? He says, no. Rabbi, he says, that's what someone told him. Okay. He says, no. Rabbi, hochi koma. This is what Rabbi said. If kilo b'shtei krichos have a lay lemeidar, the kansin in le, and it's a knas. The kansin and lay mishum de ovad pshia. Dumya de gezel. Just like gezel kansin and lay mishum de ovad isura. De pshiusa be moment acherim isura nami hu. The fact that I'm sloppy with somebody else's money is an avera. Just like gezel. What is he saying? And therefore, he says, and the Gemara and Yavama says, even it's a drop bonnet as a knas. He repeats. We don't give him a knas. It's not that we punish the mafkid. Why should I punish the mafkid? He didn't do anything wrong. He's poshaying his own money. I've right to be poshaying my own money. No kansina. And that is the ikar adin. Misvek lof gin mamona. El amin ukamon b'chesel's mara. Was that ha-peirish ha-shetach hazu. Ha-shita hazu. That is pikot. What about halva? The same thing. Why he's sloppy with somebody's money. You're never sloppy with somebody's money. And that's an Avera. The Rice of Rabban is, I don't have to get into the Rice of Rabban. Because we see from the Gemara and Yavamas, Makadosh Bebiya, no difference with the Knas. So according to him, very, very clearly stated, the halacha of our Mishnah is because of giving 200 each as a knas, sloppy with somebody else's money. I what it will reptar will be machalik between what? Balot says he day shemayim and dineyot. And And that is, now let's go back to the Ramban. What about where he is Toveya, not Toveya? So he says like this. If it's a Bari Vishema, according to Reb Tarfin, it's Bolotz HaShidei Shemai. If it's Shema Vishema, he says, Avo, any odeim gizalticho, im hilvisani, potu. Uveduch gebolot se shemai. Mishum dekeim lo gozo vadai. Oh, Avo, Yisur, the tickness say. If I say, you know, I was in the crowd. I don't know whether I stole it from him or not. I found it on the ground. Something happened. I ended up with 1,000 shekel. In my pocket. Could be it was on the ground. And then, Eilam Betzia says, if you walk in the street, it's in the ground. So, it's huge midas. Okay. Well, there's no knats. I'm a few bots in Shalem Pot. So, comes along the Ramban and says a very major chiddush. When the Gemara says, Bolot, Shidei Shemayim, it's not that they made a knas in one case and didn't make a knas in another case. No. There's a knas of bolot zesidei shemayim. And that's only if there's a vadai gezel. So now he has three levels when he retires from the Holocaust. That vadai gozal, and he doesn't know from whom. Reb Tarfin says, what? Potum b'dinei Adam, chayav b'dinei Shammai. Reb Akiva says, chayav b'dinei Adam. So Reb Akiva says, there's a knas that he has to pay. Comes along, Reb Tarfin says, I agree with your knas. But the chiyah midrabbanon that's not given to Gvias Bezdin, but he has to do it midei shemayim, that he has to pay both as a knas. According to the Ramban here, the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfin is not so much whether or not there's a knas. What's the nature of the knas? The knas bidei shemayim. Okay. Yeah. If he doesn't, so comes along Rabbi Akiva says no. Now, here exactly what Rabbi Akiva is talking about is a little hard. Ein zemotzi midei aveira. So, what's the aveira? In gezel, the aveira is taking the money. And, but Rabbi Akiva says, what? It applies in the Makadosh Babir. So it doesn't, so it means wherever the I have a sofer chiyuv, that's machmas and aveira, Rabbi Akiva says it's a knas. And what's the aveira? Not paying the knas the Chazal gave you for being over that Avera. Okay. In not being Masaki, Makadosh Babia, the Avera is gone. It has nothing to do with the money. The reason it's because of Pritzusa, because you're insulting the woman. Whatever the reason is, the Avera is in the Kedusha. The Ksuba is an automatic Chiyuv. And that's there anyway. You have a chov moment that resulted from an avera. So both Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfin say they made a knas that you have to pay double. And a knas you have to pay double. Rabbi Akiva says, so okay, that's given to Beis Din to enforce. And Beis Din will force you to pay it. Why? Because holding on, once there's a knas, I don't know what the words may the avera mean. But it means the avera of holding on to the money, of not paying that. It could be that somehow it's a knas Chazal gave as a kapara for the avera you originally did. I don't know. But if it's shema v'shema, maybe I stole from you, maybe I didn't steal from you. Wait a second. So what does he say? Okay, the came the logos of Vadai lo over Yisrael, the tiknase. They didn't make a knas because there's no Vadai available. Almo avil bolo decision my import and came to ve'a b'bori. So he says, if there's a tainus bori, something else, maybe I stole from you, maybe I didn't. I say, listen, I want to be a tzaddik. I get everything off my head. I'll give you the money just to make sure. You can do that, it's fine. But that's not what we're talking here about bolot seshidei shemayim. Bolot seshidei shemayim is what? It's a knas that's not given to Yisrael Beis Din. Okay. Nikad the Rami Yeshmain Zomer Masayim Shli Zomer Shmer Sayim Shli. Nivkin Mechuyim Shvua Shein Yochli Shava. Lekal Amebe Helich Pot. So wait a second. So along comes the Ramban and says like this. So two people ask me for 200. To each one I say 100, I know 100, I don't know. So that l'chore, I'm a motor b'mixas. So why am I not a motor b'mixas? Why don't we say chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna? The whole lo daikina l'mandom ehel chayim. Because in a pikadon, there's always, if I put it, it's here, it's on the table. That's not motor b'mixas, but it's on the table. Gemara doesn't say it depends on hel chayim. Like hocha din shmashua. No Rami Shua Rachman El Kofu Ma'akav Momen Chaver El Atz Shtabek Heicha Delude. So where is he coming from? And this is going to be another key thing in the Ramban. Where is he coming from? Zigmar Dav Gimel. Mipnei Ma'am Ritora. Why the Torah gives this Halacha Motor Mitzvah? And we've shown him have a split in how to understand it. When Mnemar Torah said it, Torah says it. That's just the way it is. No ifs and ands or buts about it. That's just the way it is. No. The Gemara is explaining what Motor B'Mitzvah is all about. What's Motor B'Mitzvah all about? That really... And this is going to be key in the Ramban Sefer Krumos as well. That I come in and I say, you owe me 100. You say, zero. I have nemonis. Every Jew has nemonis. What he says is automatic to some degree. Ain't what I'm talking about. Okay, sure. People don't walk into business and make things up. There must be some basis. You, on the other hand, have also nemonis, you're an elechid. And ain't on a mayor's part of nevachol, so it's a standoff. Then, both of us have nemonis, both of us are nemonis, so the person's a mochsik. But, what happens if, I say 50 yes and 50 no? So, 50 yes and 50 no. So then I lose part of my nemonos venor mezbal. Because I said, I may be fooling around. That's not that differential in nemonos, is not enough to be motzi mamon, but it's enough to be machayev eshua to try to force the truth. It's comes along, the Ramban says, no. If you're afraid that the person's holding all the money for himself, you're going to force the truth. But all three people know he's only chayav 300. And he's willing to give up 300. So you can't be choshed that he's trying to hold, to dray around and hold on money for himself. And you're trying to force the truth out of him. He's giving all three people. So even shtei krichos. But zebef nezeh. Moment shtei krichos, zebef nezeh. They all know it's only 300 in the pot. That's all there is. Question, who gets 200, who gets 100? No more of a mitzvah. No more of a mitzvah. But if you take a look at the Ramban and Dav Gimel, you see this fits in perfectly how we are. So the Gemara, Mimnei Ma'am Torah. Now the Ramban is going to come up with, yes.
So that means when it's not for the day, 7 days out. Is that when it's not for the 7 days out, like people
are going to go to it could very well be. Very. Yeah. But what is he talking about? Zebif Nezeb. Everyone knows the whole issue is only 300. Okay. Comes along the Ramban and clefts something else. There's a major league, Machlokas Rishonim, and Machlokas Rishonim Yochel Yishov HaMashalim. And understanding what Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna is all about. I ask you for 100. You say 50 yes and 50 maybe. So because you said 50 yes, you have to give me 50, your motive mitzvahs. I have to swear on the other 50. You can't swear because you don't know. Okay. Why? And under what circumstances? So there's one group of Rishonim who say it's only the case of Havilei Lameda, where I should have known and I didn't know. That's one group of Rishonim. The Rambam is of the opinion, if you take a look in Tosis, Baba Kama Daf Mevov and Alas, Tosis says, how do I know this halacha? Shuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneihem im lo sholach yodo b'melech tzvei. Beineihem v'lo b'nei yorsh. He says, what does that mean? If I come to a person that says, your father borrowed 1,000. And give me 1,000. He says, my father told me about 500. Never told me about the other 500. That's all. I don't know. But it could be yes, could be no. I just don't know. My father never told it to me. So then, you don't say me talk Shani Yochel Yishov HaMashal. Tosa says, why not? Oh, have they made that? I don't know all of my father's different business deals. One business deal he told me. Another business deal he didn't tell me. And that's the Gzeres. Take a look. There's a little aleph there. Ross says, Rambam Cholek. The Rambam holds as follows. The essence of a shvuah is always swear a pay. When the Torah says, motive and mixas, it swears, that means swear a pay. That's all it is, swear a pay. That's it. That's the whole, it begins and ends right there. Swear a pay. For this reason, you don't know. For this reason, you don't know. For this, where the Torah made exceptions, the Torah made exceptions. But where the Torah didn't make exceptions, it just swear a pay. And no way you can get out of it. So that's also the mama. Comes along. The Ramban disagrees. And what does he say here? And he says, what does he say? So some say, now what do we have here? Is this Havilei Lameda? Lo Havilei Lameda. In Shtei Krichos. I gave it. I should end. So some Rishonim, if you take a look at the Russian Baba Kama, Rosh and Baba Kama is very, very, is, for instance, there's a case, the following case. I'm a mafkid. I give you a clothes package. And I tell you, take care in the closed package. Keep it closed. Keep it closed. Fine. Keep it closed. And the package is worth, it's a nice package. It's worth more than a Shavuot Pruta. Then, the person's a Poshea. Poshea, and he gets lost. The person says, you know, it was full of diamonds. He says, maybe it's full of rocks, I don't know. I certainly owe you for the package, but I don't know what was inside of it. He told me not to open it. Do you say in such a case, Chamshin Yodayin, Chamshin Lo Yodayin, I know about 50, I don't know about the other 50. Comes along the Rosh, have a Rosh and Baba Kama? Or Baba, there should be a shot, certainly, at least a shot, say with a Rosh. Okay. Says the Rosh. And the sixth parrot. A mafkid. Yes. Only heaven. Maybe Mikhail Trin Yochel Yishav Meshav. Tadav Kehechen Denirat Tainish Shlo Beramos. I should have known, and if I don't know, something suspicious. That means, Enochanai, if I have, what's Ramos Rosh telling us, and we'll see, this is kind of a major issue in our sugya, and he says, if I see that there's no reason he should have known, so you don't suspect him of any cheating here. But if he should have known and didn't know, and there's a way you can suspect him of cheating, Chashamos, you don't take money from someone. But wait a second, says the Rosh. So I asked for 100, you answer 50. There's a differential in Nemonis. But that differential Nemonis, the person says 50 can supply that differential by a shvua. But that differential in Nemonis per se is not enough to be motzi mamon. But if that differential is then increased by the fact that it's a chashash ramos, that differential in Nemonis is enough to be motzi mamon. That's halacha of mechuy shein shochel shalom shem. That's why the Rosh is of the opinion that any form of Nemonis I have, if I say, you say 100, I say 50, I can supply many things to bolster my claim and to even it out. I can supply a Shvuah, okay? I can supply a Migo. I can supply an Eid Echod. I can supply a lot of things. Why? Because the whole thing is built on how much Nemonis you have, the differential in Nemonis. And if I can't swear for things out of my control, okay, that differential in Nemonis is not enough to be Motzi Mamon. If I should know and I refuse to swear, okay, then it's suspicious. If I say I don't know and I can't swear and I should know, it's also suspicious. That's enough to increase the differential in Nemonis and to be Motzi Mamon. That is where the Rosh is coming from. So how does he understand? How does he understand our sugya? So it's very simple. Why? And he says, he says, if Havalei Lameda, and I don't know, so it's Chamshin Yudan or Chamshin Lo Yudan. What is Shtei Krichot? Zeshalob if Nisa, according to the Rosh anyway. Here we'll get into the Shach. So on Sunday, this one gave me a Pikot. On Monday, this one gave me a Pikot. And I should know who gave me the Pikot. And they don't know about each other's existence. They don't know each other's existence. So this one says 200. I say 100. This says 200, 100. And I should know who get. And I say, no, Sach HaKol, there's 300. Well, you should know whose it is. And therefore, since you should know who it is, we apply the halacha. According to what the verse says, yes.
Why would there be a shvua?
So why is there a shvua? Very good question. In today, krichos. If so we have to see what the Rosh says back in Bava Metzia. L'chora, if I take the Rosh here in Bava Kama on its full, what are you saying? And I take the Rosh in Bava Metzia on the full. Why is there Shvua? Excellent question. Okay. Along comes the Torah. Says there is no shvua. There's no shvua. What is the Rosh talking about Metzia about? Zeh b'fnei zeh. Give me a Shulchan Aruch. Siman Shin. Or, We have a, okay, cool. We'll see. There's a shach, there's a tour, we'll see about this. But let's just leave it as a kash before we get to how the tour explains the Rosh itself. Yeah? Excellent kash. Okay, now, it's Eshlov, one is Sunday, one is Monday, they don't know of each other. The Ramban, on the other hand, is talking. So what is the Ramban? Now, how does the Ramban explain what Moda B'Mitzvah is all about? Take a look at the Ramban over here. Tov Reish Tzad. Don't make the mistake that the Rosh makes. He says no. He says there is a sheet out there. Not. And we'll have to see if he's referring to the Rosh or not. If I should know and I didn't know, I'm poshe and there's a knas on me. And that's the reason I'm chamishin yodayna, chamishin lo yodayna. No. Bori v'shem bori odafu. Lo mishom pshiusu knos. It says, what is Moda B'Mikzas about? Moda B'Mikzas goes like this. Right. I come up to you and say, you owe me 100. And you say, 50. So, and you say, I don't know. Let's give me a bori rishon. I don't know. So, the bori is more nemonos, but it's not enough nemonos to do what? To be mold simon. The moment you say 50, your nemonos goes down. So, that means 50 yes and 50 no. On the 50 balance, since you're a mechuyav shvua, your whole statement has become more suspect. It has to be bolstered by a shvua. But the gabi, the 50 in any yodeya, the fact that your nemonos has gone down, combines with the, increases the balance of the differential in the monos, and therefore you have to pay. So he's agreeing. See how the Ramban thought about Moda B'Mitzvah. Moda B'Mitzvah I have a problem with my nemonis. Motor mix, I have a problem with my nemonis. Okay. Boy, Hashem, I have a problem with my nemonis. You combine the two problems, that differential is so great you can be motzi moment. Comes along the Ramban and says, wait a second. If the idea of a shvuah is because there's a differential nemonis, maybe I can be mashlim that with a migo. Maybe different ways of being mashlim that nemonis. And the Ramban is going to say in Shvuah stuff from Zion that it depends. Migo supplies for shvuah and motor b'mitzah and motor b'mitzahs. Not in Shvuah Sashom. Shvuah Sashom is a different Shvuah. Not nothing to do with problems in that. But here, you see, where the Rambam begins on one end, that Shvuah is automatically swear a pay. You know, I don't measure them. I don't do measure all of these ways of measuring it. So therefore, that's where the Ramban is coming here. It says, if so, what does the Ramban say here? When is Moda b'miktsas a shaila of nemonis? When do I undermine my nemonis? Only when there's money you think I may be holding on to for myself. But when there's no money I may be holding on to for myself, I'm willing to give it all up. Except who does it go to? And everyone agrees that. So there's no chesaron in my nemonis. So the whole union of Moda b'miktsas isn't there. And what am I allowed to say? Here, take it. Wait, the Ramban says, wait 1 second. Forget motor b'mitzvahs. I have a chiyav hashava to this one. I have a chiyav hashava to that one. Maybe my chiyav hashava says I have to give him what he's asking for because I don't know. I may be owing that in the chiyav hashava. So the Ramban says, no. Next line of the Ramban. So what's the halacha? You put it on the table in front of him and say, fight it out. He's telling you a very key thing here. Until I'm makayim my chiyuv hashava, I owe you money. So, wait a second. So where's my chiyav hashava? He says, putting on the table in front of you is my chiyav hashava. That's it. Why? And Reb Chaim explained. Chiyav hashava doesn't mean giving it back to the owner. No. Because did I give it back to the owner? I don't know I gave it back to the owner. And what does chiyav hashava say? Return it to the situation how you got it. They gave it to you in one envelope. Give it back to them in one envelope. And if the halacha would be to put it down on the table, that's halacha. And if it's shtei krichos, zeh b'fnei zeh, so I say, here, I'm making it available to you. You gave it to me, zeh b'fnei zeh. I'm giving it back to you, zeh b'fnei zeh. Whatever you gave it to me, you handed it to my right hand, I got to my left hand, fine. On the table in front of you, I'm giving it back to the situation that I got it. Even shtekrius. Philoshins, according to what I just told you, according to what I said, the halach of Bori v'shema Bari Yodav for Shema Odav is Machokas Amarayim. It has nothing to do with Bari Vashem, he says. According to this Lashon, not the first Lashon. Ulufi Lashon Zeh. If you say, I put it on Makayim, I shove it putting on the table, and just telling you, now you fight it out. So it has nothing to do with Borei Hashem. He's given an absolute clear explanation to what he's doing. Avshad Apotter, the Habari Hu, the less will be your day. He is Bari that I'm not holding on to any money of mine. What is Borei Hashem? Maybe I'm holding on to your money, maybe I'm not holding on to money. So the question is that enough? What about, is that enough to be Motzim Omer and Mochsim? I'm not holding on to anybody's money. Yeah, gave it back. But that's only because there's a full Kiyama HaShova in restoring the situation to what once was. Okay. Now, the way he's explained it, and this fits in what he says in Sefer HaTrumas, I'm trying to put the two Rambans together. What he's saying in Sefer HaTrumas is a very simple, straightforward thing. He said, would Reb Tarfon agree that you pay 200 in the case of Pikud or not? No. If it's a Bari Vishama, Reb Tarfon will say that the Balotze Shidei Shamayim, there is a Knas. They created a Chi of Mamar that's not Nit Ligvias Basin. We suggest to you, if you're a tzaddik, to do this. But even that, he's very clear. So Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfon are both saying what? Kiva and Reb Tarfon are both saying very simple fact. There's a knas. No question. What's the nature of the knas? That's a machlokes. Okay. Amaleya by the rabbi. Okay, we shall stop here. And we shall continue. That's a shame.